The federal government celebrates Small Business Week with great fanfare. Tomorrow and Friday, there's panels, speeches, award ceremonies. But on a day-to-day basis, agencies have had mixed success in helping entrepreneurs. Bill Scheer knows that challenge well. As Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the Government Accountability Office, he's written lots of reports about ways to improve federal services for small business, and he joins us now. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's not for lack of trying or multiplicity of programs that the government has mixed results. How would you assess the federal government overall in helping the small business community and entrepreneurs?
Well, just by your question, there are a lot of resources. There's a lot of programs. We've evaluated 52 programs offered by four agencies that provide services to small businesses. There's certainly a lot of efforts out there. In terms of an overall assessment, one of our bottom lines in looking at this many programs that are out there to serve small businesses is the lack of collecting good program information and conducting evaluations to see how well these programs are really working to try to determine which programs are having more success for taxpayer dollars.
Can you give us, maybe describe some of those 52 programs? And I'm just curious, did they come about because someone in Congress wanted them to, or are these things that the agencies have started themselves?
You have a mix of different programs, and part of this, from the congressional standpoint, just realize that there's different committees that have oversight over different different agencies, and you have multiple agencies operating programs. For example, just looking at counseling and training programs serving small businesses, the Small Business Administration has three major programs that are doing this. They all serve a somewhat different constituency, but they're providing counseling and training. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Division runs programs that likewise that fund nonprofits and other intermediaries to provide counseling and training, as does certain programs at the Commerce Department.
So the administration for the past several years has been establishing program improvement officers, PIOs, and instructing agencies to evaluate their programs with real data so that they can make better budget requests. Did that memo not reach some of these programs, do you think?
We have seen some limited progress having to do with efforts to at least put into place the types of data collection you would need to evaluate programs. So we see some limited steps forward. For example, Commerce's Economic Development Administration has funded some efforts to come up with better program metrics on how well programs are working. What we also observe is that through the leadership of the Office of Management and Budget, you have certain working groups to address issues as far as how better collaboration can occur both within and between agencies. And so we see some efforts that way, but you know, the progress to date has been fairly limited.
And what are some good measures for whether these programs are working? Sales to the government by the affected businesses or something like that?
Let me give as an example in an area where there is some what I'd call pretty good evaluation that's been going on over the last few years. The Small Business Administration has three major counseling and training programs. So, again, one of the issues is whether three separate programs are needed, but they're the Women's Business Center program, Small Business Development Centers, and then another program that's just called SCORE. And what SBA does is that it conducts surveys of businesses that receive counseling and training and are collecting information on basically how well businesses do. Many of these are just startup businesses, so they look at how well businesses do, and then they try to tie by surveying the businesses on the value of the counseling and training, of how much that training has helped them. So it's trying to take a direct look at what the what is being provided by these intermediaries and how well the business, how the businesses are benefiting from those activities.
We're speaking with Bill Scheer. He's Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And, Bill, ultimately this is about the customer, whether the entrepreneur or the small business thinks they've been helped. So in addition to these surveys, have you at the GAO, have you actually talked to some of these recipients of the federal services? Because I'm just curious to know what they say, good or bad, about them.
We have talked to individual businesses in both the work we've done on these 52 programs and others, and we get some mixed results. You know, some talk about some difficulties in how cumbersome certain programs can be to access. Some talk about difficulties, for example, in if they're interested in providing participating in federal contracts in the contracting arena, about the difficulty of establishing relationships with the agencies and their primary buying activities. So it's over the years and in our body of work in this area, we find both, you know, positive feedback on certain programs. I'll mention that we've certainly received positive feedback on some of the training programs, but we also have certain concerns about how hard it is to access certain programs.
And specifically regarding the fractured nature of these things, I mean, you used a good one with the training and counseling programs, how many they are. What do the entrepreneurs say about that? Is that a point of confusion, or perhaps do they feel like one agency and one specific program is really meeting their needs, whereas another one would suit somebody else's needs?
What we find is first that there is some it is hard for small businesses to navigate, like where to go for services, because and you see this especially in we really drill down some in rural areas where you have the presence of the agriculture department as well as agencies like SBA, and so it's hard to navigate. So we have certainly talked to certain entities and small businesses with the difficulty of navigating these different programs. And then what we find when we kind of compare these programs, we find a lot of fragmentation in that the programs are not all serving the same population. We don't have what we call duplication. We haven't found any. But what we find is that there's different niches and they're delivering the services in slightly different ways. But what is missing here is really an evaluation around whether, you know, what service delivery mechanisms and what constituencies are being served by these programs, which ones are working better.
And what's your sense of how well these programs contribute to the government's ability to meet its small business contracting goals each year?
What we see is variation. There's kind of an infrastructure that's around the Small Business Act to try to encourage federal contracting participation by small businesses in federal contracting. We see some mixed results, and what we observe is that some agencies, procuring agencies, have these offices called Offices of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization. There's different prominence for those agencies. A very important part of that is the acronym is OSDBU, how much these OSDBU directors have over federal contracting efforts. And so we see some variation in terms of their stature in the agency and how well they kind of filter through to try to encourage small business contracting. The federal government over the years has come close to its 23% goal of contract dollars that are going to small businesses.
And going forward, what would you say are the most integral, most important things that, that the agency should do to streamline their services and make them better? And on the flip side, what's the smartest thing for an entrepreneur to do if they think that they want some federal help with their business?
One step on the latter question, one step in the right direction has been there's this interagency working group that's one of the interagency groups that's been set up by the Office of Management and Budget, and it deals with the Business USA website. And you'll see on our website links to the Business USA website, where at least it provides one, it's maintained by SBA, but all the agencies participate in it. It at least gives one portal where small businesses can try to figure out what might work best for them. But it still is a very daunting process. But that's a very good thing. And if you could repeat the first question, please, Emily.
The first question would be for the agencies, really for the federal government at large. Yeah. What are the most important things that it needs to do to make these to streamline its services?
The first part that we've emphasized kind of like three recommendations to the agencies. First, they have to collect more accurate, reliable information about who they're serving, even what types of recipients are receiving assistance under their various programs for financial assistance, for technical assistance, and also assistance with government contracting. So one there is just having the data to be able to evaluate what is working. Another area is we think there's a greater need for evaluations where it's kind of like it adds to program metrics by trying to look at the question when counseling and, for example, when counseling and training is being provided, how much do the businesses both think and are actually benefiting from those benefits of evaluations of that nature? And then what we're looking for is under the Government Performance and Results Act, there's a cross-cutting approach for looking at across agencies that are operating in a similar space. So we've seen initiatives, led by Office of Management and Budget, to set up working groups across the agencies to try to look at ways where collaboration among the agencies can improve service delivery. You know, for example, how the Agriculture Department and SBA could collaborate in rural areas to provide more efficient and clearer assistance to businesses in rural areas, and of looking for ways of collecting information and using that information to figure out how programs can be streamlined and can be operated more efficiently.
Bill Scheer is Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Emily. It's been a pleasure.